Judge Crookshank did create this absolutely mammoth, satirical, kind of ink-and-pen cartoon that's recently been restored and is hanging in Tate Modern as part of one of their current exhibitions. And it's very, very large, and it features hundreds, if not maybe 1,000, but certainly hundreds of individual characters. And it's just a large scene of London filled with people in the streets drinking and carousing and being sick and falling over and being trampled underneath. And it's a satirical comment on the dangers of the demon drink. And Harry is suggesting that we recreate this using known celebrity alcoholics.
Have you got anyone in mind?
Well, this is what really appealed to me was the whole nature of celebrity and also of Harry's celebrity himself. I'm not going to be able to completely recreate this panel, you know, person by person, so I'm going to have to look at some kind of condensed version perhaps. But I'm also interested in the way that celebrity can be little more than branding or endorsement. So if you think of something like Paul Newman salad dressing, you know Paul Newman's not present, but his face certainly is present. So I'd be interested in kind of different interpretations. Am I going to do another painting? Is it going to be a video piece? Could it be a live art performance? Could I actually introduce alcohol into this at some point? Because it is, after all, about booze itself. But I'm really interested in Harry Hill too, because I have no money. You know, I've spent my £50 on buying the right to realise this project, and then it's mine for 2 years to try and get that off the ground. So I was thinking all the time, you know, how will I get this made as well? And I think that the name Harry Hill brings with it a lot of goodwill, because I'm very keen on collaborating with people. That's certainly how I work in my own production. So I think that when I approach people and say, look, would you mind giving some time for free? Would you mind giving a studio for free? And they say, well, why would we do that? I think when I mention the name Harry Hill, that's really going to help. So I'm trading on Harry's celebrity as well, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right with the name and everything, but stepping away from the celebrity thing, did any of the other artist ideas kind of stand out for you, or was it straight in for that one?
There's a few, actually. If I had the money, there's a two or three others that are still available that I would very happily snap up if I could. But I think with Harry's and with the other ones that I'm not going to mention, just in case I do find 50 quid down the back of a sofa in the next few days, it was the generosity and the flexibility. Some of the proposals are almost complete just by having been stated on that, you know, that piece of paper. Some of them are impossible to realise. Others, like Harry's, are very, very generous. So it was the generosity. It's fresh. It's not been mouldering at the bottom of a drawer. It's been submitted purposely for this exhibition. I'm really interested too in the act of co-creation. And of course, and that's one of the purposes of this exhibition, is that it blurs that distinction between audience and artist and producer, and everyone gets involved. So just by reading the certificates, I would challenge anyone not to start dreaming, because that's what happens, is you read the certificate and you start thinking, how could this happen? And with Harry's, it's just a wide open landscape. So, I'm going to try and attempt to produce this, but I'm also a co-creator in that act as well.
We've got a few more days of the exhibition left. What would you say to people that are thinking about getting involved and buying an idea?
I would say, this is a really great opportunity to get away from that crippling sense that, you know, the artist is God, you know, the artist alone, the artist doesn't work with anyone else. You look at something like, sorry to kind of use, you know, the usual names, but people like Damien Hirst or Tracy Emin. Damien Hirst is, you know, pickled animals. He didn't create those by himself. He created them with many, many different skills and specialisms from other people. When Tracy Emin makes her neon sculptures, you know, she doesn't fashion those neon tubes herself. She has to get other expertise in. And I think this is a really great opportunity to kind of throw open the curtains on that process. And, you know, if you can't afford it yourself, you know, just club in with some friends. You know, there's no rule against that. So, you know, pitch in together, produce it and create it together.